proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program. We have been looking at the prophetic sections of the book of Daniel, chapters number 7 through 12. In this initial session of Daniel chapter 12, we come to the end of an extended prophecy that was given beginning with chapter 10 of Daniel. The events described in Daniel chapter 12 occurred during that period known as the last times. As such, this portion of scripture affords an appropriate finish to a book that is filled with long-range prophecies. Gabriel continued to reveal to Daniel things to come. The angel said that, quote, "At that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book," unquote. Gabriel's statement corresponded to what John said in the 13th chapter of Revelation, namely, quote, "There was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels," unquote. Again, the dragon represented the devil. A time of trouble would come for the world. In Jesus Christ's Olivet Discourse found in Matthew 24 and 25, he described what would transpire during this time. Quote, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be," unquote. Deliverance would come, but only for those people who were written in God's book, namely those who refused to worship the image of the beast and would ultimately pay with their lives for that act. At that time, according to Gabriel, quote, "Many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt," unquote. The use of the word awakes suggested that the subjects of this verse would be the resurrected dead. Yet the context deals with the Jewish people in Israel, not with those living on the whole earth. Thus, the ones who awoke to everlasting life would be those Jews who remained faithful to God. Those who awoke to shame and everlasting contempt might represent Jews who worship the Antichrist. Gabriel went on to note that, quote, "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness, as the stars forever and ever," unquote. What did this phrase mean? Those who remained faithful to God and taught others to remain faithful to God, those who remained faithful to God would stand out like the stars do in the evening sky. The angel told Daniel to, quote, "Shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end," unquote. Contrast this with the testimony given by John, contained in the final chapter of the book of Revelation. On that occasion, the apostle heard a voice declaring, quote, "Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand," unquote. Gabriel said that, quote, "Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased," unquote. Perhaps the latter portion of that statement about knowledge being increased referred to a situation where people would possess a greater capacity to both acquire and store information, especially in connection with those events connected with the signs of the times. The concept of running to and fro might refer back to a prophetic statement found in Amos chapter 8, quote, "They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it," unquote. In that case, the many in the statement in Daniel 12 would denote unsaved people endeavoring to deduce the nature of God's plan, being unable to do so because they don't have the indwelling Holy Spirit and cannot understand the things of God. We will continue our exposition of Daniel chapter 12 in the next session. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.